Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as I open your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit come forward to be with me, to give me the guidance, Father, and the words, your words, Father, to speak, so that, Father, none will be mine. Everything will belong unto you. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this service, giving us strength of faith, and a closer walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in His precious name, that name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. We'll get ready now for our communion. If you've got things ready, get a hold of your bread. And we know that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And we need to always, always do this in remembrance of Him, because His body was not broken because of anything He had done, except His love for mankind and taken our sins and all upon Him. So take your bread and eat in remembrance of our Lord and Savior. Get your cup. And after the same manner also, He took the cup. When He had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. And may the Lord add his blessings unto this. And once again, we give him thanks for all he's done for us through time and through today. And this is all done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going over to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Give you just a minute to get there. All right, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Now that little bitty verse there. Let not your heart be troubled. Refers to Peter and Jesus having just told him of his imminent denial of his Lord. But the larger reference is to all of the apostles through whom Jesus is going to lay the foundation of the church. His comfort also includes instructions about his departure and descending of the Holy Spirit, the promise of spiritual power, of answered prayer, and of peace, but especially the promise of his return. You know, some of these short verses like this, when you link them with others they are linked to, like that one, we linked with the verses just before it, there in the last verses, actually, of chapter 13. Because you see, when these epistles were written, the our books as we call them today, as they were written, they wasn't written with chapters and verses. They were letters. So they didn't have all that. But when and transferred and translated it over into English and all, that's when they broke it down into chapters and verses. Now, here in verse 2, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. You see, he's letting them know just what will be waiting for them. Although even at this time, for his disciples, they still wasn't understanding all he was saying. Because you see, they still didn't have the Holy Spirit in them to give them the understanding. Now, number 5 here lets us know. It says, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? But here in 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, there's no way that we can enter into God's kingdom without going through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus did not tell them about the way, nor does he show them the way. He does not even guide them along the way. He says he is the way. And he is. When we go to him and repent and are forgiven, and we are saved, you see, that's what made the way for you and I to enter into the kingdom of Almighty God. Now, 7, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices. They still, the lack of understanding. 9, Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that has seen me, has seen the Father. And how saith? Now then, show us the Father. Because you see, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. And with one you have them all. And when they were seeing the Lord Jesus Christ here even with them, in their mind, they were still thinking about three different beings. And it's not, it's just one. Almighty God. Now, but he's dealt with mankind and three different personalities, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as of our day and time. Now, but this is where so many have gotten mixed up. And when Satan slipped into a lot of our churches, they was easily led astray, because they wasn't understanding really the deity of the Godhead. And a lot of them had got up through today. You can talk to a lot of people that tell you they're Christian that are still believing in three distinct different persons. They're not understanding about the deity of Almighty God. And yet we're told in his word by him. Now, 10 here is another good way of putting it. And he's the one doing it. He's the one that's speaking it out here. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. 11. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. You see, this work's sake, Jesus reiterates what he had said to the Pharisees, but here his words fall on receptive ears. The works have evidential value to the unsaved to convince of the truth, and the saved to assure them of the truth. Now, here in 12, He says, verily, verily. We all know that when we come to these verses, it says, verily, verily, it means pay attention. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The greater works. Greater is in quantity, certainly not in quality. But Christ's ministry was primary to Israel, and his followers, we, were going to reach the limit of the world. And we are to be doing his works today, and we have been given everything that it takes for us to stand up and do it, with just the idea that mankind is afraid to speak out. And you see, all you and I have to do is have the faith that he is who he says he is, and that he is what he says he is, and that he has the power to do the things that he said he could do and that we could do. You know, we speak the words, but it is the Lord our God that does the work by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. That's why the Spirit was given to you and I. You know, Jesus himself, his first years here on this earth, when he was walking, that first 30 years, he wasn't anointed with the Holy Spirit either. He was strictly more or less man, just like you and I. He didn't have that power within him. And he wasn't doing any miracles or nothing that way. Yes, he had a brilliant mind, but you didn't see any miracles or nothing that way until he was baptized by John and received the Holy Spirit that day. And that's when his ministry began. And all of his power then was coming forth to where he could do the miracles and the things he was doing. You and I have been given the same identical thing. That's why he went back to heaven, to sit on the right hand of power, as the scripture tells us. And also another place, it'll say on the right hand of God, so that he could send that Holy Spirit back to mankind. And that happened on the day of Pentecost. But that's also the day and time that among mankind has caused a lot of confusion, because they didn't want to believe Jesus to start with. And then when he died and was resurrected, those that were paid to tell lies about his resurrection caused a continuation of his existence to be in doubt as who he was. Also to be in doubt. Now, 13. He told us that we could do the works that he was doing, and he said even greater works than these. Well, he knows what he has in mind. We don't until we are called on to do whatever it is God is wanting done. Now, 13. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Twice in those two verses, we are told. So, why is it so hard to get your faith working? But it is and has been for all of us, most all of us. He says, in my name, means as my agent. We are his agents. And the promise of answered prayer is based on the disciples, are you and I acting as the agent of Jesus. And will it also, well, it is also linked here, especially accomplishment of the greater works. And the promise is for unlimited resources to do the works of God. But we have the equipment now to do it. Because when we were given the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, that is the equipment we needed to do anything that God would call upon you and I to do. All right. 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You see, he's telling you right there where that comforter comes from. Now, 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That Spirit shall be in you. The mystery of the Holy Spirit promised to believers of this age is unique, since it is given to all believers alike and is permanent and dwelleth, that is, takes up residence in each and every one of us. Think about it. That's why we can do these things. Now, because you see, on our own, we can't do it. No. We can do nothing. 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. 20. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. You've heard me preach that many, many times, that he is in the Father, and the Father's in him, and that we are in him, and he is in us. And it's right there in verse 20. I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. The believer is secure in Christ, and Christ is in God. Now, 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. 22. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, this is the other Judas, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. You see, he's letting us know that once we become that born-again child of God, they are living in us also. He and the Father and the Holy Spirit. Now, 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. He's letting us know that even though while he's here on this earth, those words are not just his, they're also his Father's. Because you see, the two of them are one. Now, 25. These things have I spoken to you, being yet 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Here in 28. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. He said, my Father is greater than I. The Father is greater in authority, not in being. You see what is being said there? Now, he's also told us there in 27, neither let it be afraid. We're not to walk in fear. Now, 29. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. Now, the prince of this world, we all know that that is the devil. And perhaps Jesus is referring to Judas, that is, the devil within him. But we know that the prince of this world right now is the devil. And is roaming all around to and fro, seeking whom he can devour and kill and drag away from Almighty God. Don't let it be you. In the last verse now, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Arise and let us go hence. because you see, you and I are the brothers of Christ because of that infilling, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that being born again. And it also made us heirs with him, his inheritance. Also is a part of our inheritance. Think about this. Our inheritance is a part of his. Put it that way. We have come now to the end of chapter 14. We'll be stopping there for the evening. And I pray that the Lord be willing, we can pick up in the morning with and some more real good stuff there. In fact, all through the book of John now, there's an awful lot of real good stuff. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, I thank you for your word, Father, and I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you for these times that we come together to share the word with each other in love, our love of each other and our love, Father, of you and the Lord Jesus. Pray for peace to them. And even more so, Father, I pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. This land of ours, Father, that is filled in these past several years, overrun with evil, Father, because of the evil that's sitting in our high places, in our government, that is filled with evil. And I pray, Father, for them to be removed and replaced with those that love and serve you, and love the Lord Jesus, love your church, your people, and this land, and work with us to bring this land to repentance, Father. And we'll work with us to put our government back upon the foundation that it has been taken off of, and that foundation being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for all of those that has been with me, and that is with me, that's in my heart, Father. Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Bobby, Millie, Darren, Debbie, Courtney and Shane, Sue, my wife, myself, and the saints, wherever they are, Father, in this room, and all of our families, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, and cousins, all. Father, and those that are walking in darkness, that the Holy Spirit can work with them and bring them to a knowledge of knowing they need the Lord Jesus Christ and help to lead them out of darkness into the light, that light being Jesus. Father, as we come to a close tonight, keep us through this night in health, in safety, bring us back together again in the morning and back into your word at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Father, this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great night. Spend it with Jesus, and he'll be right there with you. All right. Good evening.